Autumn is upon us, meaning it's time for harvest activities and spooky season celebrations. Here on the island, we find both in abundance. A must for many each October is discover the past's legendary ghostly walks, an hour of hauntingly good ghost stories and gruesome tales of true crime from the city. Visit discoverthepast.com/ghostly-walks for details and ticket information. Get into the Halloween spirit at the Little Fernwood Halloween Market October 6th. Discover unique costumes and handmade crafts, and enjoy a sip-and-shop experience with music and a festive atmosphere. Free entry. Learn more at nightshiftvictoria.com. At the Victoria Bug Zoo, the guests of honor might not really be scary, but a series of October events promise seasonal fun for all ages, including a craft market, October 13th, workshops featuring insects, October 11th, and vampire bats, October 13th, and a spooky evening at the zoo, October 27th. Learn more at victoriabugzoo.ca. Join the Vic Theatre October 20th for a 19+ Retromania Fright Fest featuring the Wes Craven classic Scream. Next up, from October 25th to 31, it's time to do the time warp and settle in for the 1975 cult classic, The Rocky Horror Picture Show, 19+. Get tickets at victoriafilmfestival.com. In Oak Bay, Trick or Treat on the Avenue returns October 31st, an afternoon of Halloween festivities in the village. In addition to sweet treats, expect lots of entertainment, costume contests, for kids and pets, and more from 2 and 5 p.m. See visitoakbayvillage.ca for more information. On October 31st, Esquimalt Recreation and the Esquimalt Firefighters welcome families for the Halloween Fire Hall Spooktacular, a night of Halloween fun, from 5 to 9 p.m. at Esquimalt Fire Hall. Esquimalt Lions will have the concession open for hot dogs, chips, and other food for purchase. Learn more at esquimalt.ca. In Saanich, the long-running fall festivities at Gailey Farms return this month. Weekends through October, Pumpkinfest offers fun for the whole family, including hay rides to the pumpkin patch, you-pick pumpkins, train rides, corn maze and more. Gailey's signature event, the Festival of Fear, opens October 10th with two main venues, the Corn Maze of Horror featuring a haunted house for kids in the Old West Town, and the Crazy Train. Family-friendly by day, the festival turns much spookier at night. And for the truly brave, Carnival is a 6,000-square-foot, PG-13 haunted house of terror. Enter if you dare. Learn more and purchase tickets at gaileyfarms.ca. Head to the Saanich Peninsula for the inaugural season of Silver Reel Farms Corn Maze, featuring a 2-acre plot of twists, turns and dead ends amid 14-foot-tall corn. Learn more at silverreelcorn.com. Take in spooktacular displays in downtown Sydney October 15th to 31, including a dazzling jack-o'-lantern display. And Treat Street returns October 31st from 4:30 to 6 p.m., when little ghosts, goblins and princesses are invited to enjoy a family trick-or-treat event. Visit exploresydney.ca/Halloween. The Sydney Museum hosts an historical Halloween hunt October 1st to 31, with some 16 jack-o'-lantern pictures, each representing a different Halloween tradition, hidden around the museum. Find all 16 and learn about the history of Halloween. Learn more at sydneymuseum.ca. And at the Shaw Centre for the Salish Sea on October 26th, explore the A Scare IUM of the Salish Sea. Ghouls, ghosts, vampires, superheroes, fairies and others can trick or treat under the sea while supporting two local causes, the New Marine Centre Society and 1000X5 Peninsula. Entry is by donation, suggested $5 per person. Learn more at salishseacenter.org. In the Cowichan Valley, October 31 brings the annual Halloween night at Yubu Hall, a free night full of fun and festivities, 5:30 to 8:30 p.m., including hot dogs, a haunted house from 6 to 8 p.m., and costume contest at 7 p.m. followed by fireworks to end the night. Visit cvrd.ca to learn more. At Nanaimo Museum, Dr. Frankenstein has been experimenting in the museum's coal mine, and seems to be up to something strange. From October 3 to 31, catch glimpses of his lab in a themed iSpy. Visit on Saturdays for extra activities. On Thursdays to Saturdays, October 4 to 26, join the museum's Crime and Punishment Lantern Tour, downtown walking tours featuring stories about some of Nanaimo's most notorious outlaws and daring heists. And on the Haunted Nanaimo Lantern Tour, hear tales of unexplained phenomena, mysterious apparitions and spooktacular stories about the darker side of Nanaimo's history, while visiting local landmarks. Learn more about the museum's events at Nanaimo Museum. CAA Little Farther Up Island, the park's Volqualicum area hosts several seasonally inspired events, including harvest season on the farm at Arbutus Meadows Farm in Nanus Bay. The kid-friendly event, open Fridays through October 25 from 4 to 8 p.m., features local vendors, live entertainment and a pumpkin walk of lights. Plan your visit at Arbutus Meadows. Command at Paradise Acres Ranch, the Pumpkin Patch Festival brings live performances, pony rides and carving booths, plus local food trucks and delicious curried pumpkin soup. Visit from October 4 to 6 and 11 to 13. Learn more at Paradise Acres Ranch. CAAND at Milner Gardens and Woodland from October 25 to 27. The Scarecrow Spectacular features charming Halloween-themed festivities amid the changing colors of the Autumn Garden. Be sure to vote for the most striking scarecrow. Visit milnergardens.vo. Kane Coombs, the Aerosmith Community Recreation Association, hosts the 55th Annual Candy Walk October 31st, a safe, well-lit space for little ones to trick-or-treat for chocolate bars, lollipops and more at Coombs Fairgrounds. See aerosmithrecreation.ca for more details. Also October 31st, the Spooktacular Treat Trail fills the streets of downtown Parksville with Halloween activities for families from 3 to 5 p.m. Learn more at parksvilledowntown.ca.